Captain John Geary ran his eyes down the rank of the Hell-Lance Battery's crew. Half of the sailors here were new to this battery, having been cannibalized from other Hell-Lance crews on the ship to replace losses suffered at Lakota Star System. Like their battery, two of the original crew still bore marks of combat, one with a flex cast covering his upper arm, and another with a heel pad sealed over the side of her leg, walking wounded, who should have been allowed to recuperate before returning to their guns. But that was a luxury neither Dauntless nor any other ship in the Alliance fleet could afford right now. Not with combat once again imminent and the fleet in danger of total destruction.
"They insisted on returning to their duty station," Captain Tanya Desjani murmured to Geary, her expression proud.
Her ship and her crew. They'd fought hard and well. They'd worked around the clock to get this battery back online and ready to engage, and now they were ready to fight again. He couldn't forget that the damage that had been repaired, the sailors who weren't here because their bodies awaited burial, were the result of his decisions. And yet now those sailors watched him with eyes reflecting confidence, pride, determination, and their unnerving faith in Black Jack Geary, legendary hero of the Alliance. They were still ready to follow him. They were following his orders, right back to the place where this fleet had left a lot of destroyed ships. "Damn fine work," Geary stated, trying to put the right amount of emotion into his voice and no more. He knew he had to sound concerned and impressed, but not overwrought.
"I've never served with a better crew or one that fought harder."
True enough. Before being rescued from a century of survival sleep and brought aboard Dauntless, his combat experience had consisted of a single, hopeless battle. Now he had a fleet of ships and sailors depending on him, not to mention the fate of the Alliance itself, and maybe the fate of humanity as well. No pressure. No pressure at all. Geary smiled at the crew of the Hell-Lance battery.
"In 6 hours we'll be back in Lakota Star System, and we'll give you something to shoot at."
The sailors grinned back fiercely.
"Get a little rest before then. Captain Desjani?"
She nodded to him.
"At ease," she ordered the gun crew. "You're off duty for the next 4 hours and authorized full rations."
The sailors smiled again. With food stocks running low, meals had been cut back to stretch available supplies.
"The syndics will be sorry we came back to Lakota," Geary promised.
"Dismissed," Desjani added, then followed Geary as he left the battery. "I didn't think we could get 3-Alpha fully operational in time," she confessed. "They really did a fantastic job."
"They've got a good captain," Geary observed.
And Desjani looked abashed at the praise, even though she was a seasoned veteran of far more battles than Geary had fought.
"How's Dauntless doing otherwise?" he asked.
He could have simply looked up the data in the fleet readiness system, but preferred being able to talk to an officer or a sailor about things like that.
"All Hell-Lance is operational, null field projector operational, all combat systems optimal, all hull damage from Lakota either repaired or sealed off until we can get to it," Desjani recited immediately. "We're at full maneuvering capability."
"What about expendables?"
Desjani grimaced.
"No Spectre missiles left. 23 canisters of grape shot remaining, 5 mines, fuel cell reserves at 51%.
Ships were never supposed to go below 70% fuel cell reserves to leave enough margin of safety. Unfortunately, every other ship in the fleet was at about the same level of fuel cell reserves as Dauntless, and he didn't know when he could get any of those ships back up to 70%, even if they managed to fight their way out of Lakota again. As if reading his mind, Desjani nodded confidently.
"We've got the auxiliaries with us to manufacture new expendables, sir."
"The auxiliaries have been building new expendables and repair parts as fast as they can. Their raw material bunkers are almost empty again," Geary reminded her.
"Lakota will have more."
Desjani smiled at him.
"You can't fail."
She halted for a moment and saluted him.
"I need to check on a few more things before we reach Lakota. By your leave, sir."
He couldn't help smiling back, even though Desjani's confidence in him, shared by many others in the fleet, was unnerving.